Well, unvaccinated children could be banned from all preschool and daycare centres in Australia under a plan being considered by the federal government. The immunisation issue has hit the headlines in recent weeks after One Nation leader Pauline Hanson raised doubts about the value of vaccinating children. Senator Hanson said that parents should get their kids tested before being vaccinated. Only problem is that such a test doesn't exist. She was forced to admit that she was wrong after being roundly condemned by other political parties, but more importantly, doctors. Let's get more analysis on this issue. We're joined on the line by the President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Michael Gannon. Dr. Gannon, thanks for your time this Sunday.
Yeah, good evening, Michael.
Now, this push by the federal government would see any loopholes closed that would stop people sending their kids to preschool or daycare unvaccinated.
Yeah, look, I think this needs a serious look at it. I think that we would cautiously support this this move. It reminds me of no jab, no pay. A lot of people said that wouldn't work. Of course, that only really captures those parents who receive welfare benefits. But it's one thing I will say is that it's really important that we've seen both the Prime Minister and the Opposition Leader talk about the importance of the National Immunisation Program today, both of them making it very clear that that this essential public health prevention measure has bipartisan support.
So essentially people who object to their kids being vaccinated would not be allowed into a preschool or a daycare centre. That doesn't sound like a bad idea to me.
Well, I think that it's probably about right. I mean, the one thing that I would draw the distinction on, I don't think we'd ever argue that you should keep children out of school. I think that when you shine a light on some of the anti-vaccination theories, when you actually educate people and give them the full amount of information, it's actually very rare that they will choose not to vaccinate themselves or their children. So we can't put children who are already at a disadvantage by keeping them out of school, for example. But I think that an education is a right, whereas childcare is a privilege. And if you're not prepared to do the right thing by those kids who might get sick from your child, there might be children where vaccines are less than 100% effective. We know there are children where they have genuine medical contraindications to being vaccinated. If you're not prepared to do the right thing, well, then maybe you don't get the benefits of joining in a community activity like childcare.
Dr. Natalie Peters here. We're talking as well about the immunisation rates of all preschools being publicly available to parents. Is that about education as well?
Well, I think that parents are entitled to this information. We know that that so many of these infectious diseases have been expunged from Australia, but we live in one world now. We know just this week a notable public figure caught measles infection in Bali. The truth is that there are many pockets of the world where some of these infections still exist. People travel and they bring it back and potentially infect people who haven't been vaccinated or whose vaccinations have waned. So I think that parents are entitled to that information. I would turn it around and say, yeah, would you forgive yourself if you had your child damaged by a vaccine-preventable illness, and you hadn't done everything you could to make sure that they were safe?
Dr. Gannon, I was just going to ask, are you surprised that there aren't nationally consistent rules in place when it does come to vaccinating kids? I know that in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland, if you want your kids to go to a daycare centre or a preschool, they need to be vaccinated, but such rules don't exist for preschool and daycare centres in the ACT, South Australia, Western Australia, Tasmania, the Northern Territory. I'm just surprised that there isn't this consistency across the country.
Look, I'm not completely surprised because so many health policies are determined at the jurisdictional level, and it's often the case that we're asking for nationally consistent laws for the health ministers to get together at COAG and to make sensible national policies. Of course, sometimes some states have better policies than others, and some can show leadership, including in this area of childhood vaccination. But it doesn't surprise me to hear that that's not the case. But nationally consistent legislation to try and lift further the vaccination rates, we would welcome.
The government's also looking at whether a vaccine to treat meningococcal B should be available for free. Should the government just do this? Surely it shouldn't even be a consideration.
Well, I can tell you that I've been answering the questions of my patients for nearly 2 years now about the meningococcal B vaccination. I would probably again turn around my commentary on this and just to reassure the public that the processes through which the government goes, the expert body is called ATAGI, A-T-A-G-I, they look so carefully at the cost benefit both to individuals and to the community. Mass vaccination programs are expensive. The processes by which the science is looked at, the economics are looked at, are extremely careful. So I would say that that this is the fact that there's been slowness of pace in looking at meningococcal B vaccination, and for that matter, meningococcal ACWY vaccination, should be a source of comfort to the community that the regulators, the scientists, the doctors looking after them, take this very seriously. Mm.
Dr. Gannon, Senator Hanson, obviously there's no doubt that she did do a bit of damage in raising some doubts among some parents about the value of a vaccination, but I did notice in today's papers that her new West Australian Senator, Peter Georgiou, was being treated for measles in this last week, but his condition was kept under wraps. How dangerous is measles in adults?
Well, you couldn't make this story up, Michael. You couldn't make up a story that had Senator Hanson in a hospital ward wearing a face mask to stop her catching the infection off her newly elected Senate colleague. But it is the fact that the newly elected senator is in hospital with measles. That goes to its severity. One of the favourite myths and lies of the anti-vaccination lobby is that measles is a benign infection that we all used to catch and we all lived happily ever after. Now, I remember getting measles. I remember how sick I was, and I'm delighted that my children will either never catch it or at the very least will suffer a very mild attenuated form of the infection. But the truth is that both children and adults can get sick enough with pneumonia or with secondary skin infections or with meningitis to be admitted to hospital. And one in a few hundred will suffer a secondary effect called SSPE, encephalitis. That's a form of brain damage. There's nothing benign about this infection. If you read your history books, you go back 70 years, children's hospital and adult hospital wards were full of people very sick with measles. The fact that it's been consigned to history is why we get lazy on our loyalty to a public health prevention measure, which is, you know, more important than just about any other.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Gannon, thank you very much for your time this Sunday.
Okay, that's been a pleasure.
That's the President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Michael Gannon. Do you agree with this push to stop kids entering preschool or daycare centres if they aren't vaccinated? I think it's a good idea. And also, I think making it mandatory for preschools to publicly reveal their immunisation rates is also a good thing. 131 873 if you'd like to have a say on the issue, or head to the 2GB or 4BC website, click on the feedback icon.